2,500 graduate-level exam questions. One model finished the whole set in 11 hours. Its nearest competitor took 3 days. Same weights, same intelligence, different silicon. And that was only the third most interesting thing that happened to pricing this week. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of August 14th, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, the thread this week is unusually clean. The frontier stopped being a single scoreboard. Three of the four biggest labs shipped something within 24 hours, and not one of them was competing on being smartest.
Let's get into it. Story of the week. Aaron, walk us through the 24 hours.
Thursday, Google shipped Gemini 3.7 Flash 3 weeks after 3.6 Flash and halved the price. 75 cents per million input tokens, 375 output, introductory through December 31st, then it doubles on January 1st. And the capability jump isn't cosmetic. Deep SWE goes from 49% to 65.3%. Frontier code from 34 to 43.6. Document comprehension from 22 to 34. Google credits algorithmic changes and developer feedback, not scale.
3 weeks between releases.
Simon Willison had the sharpest read in the Hacker News thread. Yes, the price doubles in 5 months, but who anticipates still using this model in 5 months when the previous one came out 3 weeks ago? That's a market where model lifetimes are measured in weeks and the pricing page is a marketing instrument. And the detail Google kept out of the headline, Gemini 3.5 Pro, the flagship, is still delayed. Flash 3.7 arrived before the Pro model it's supposed to sit underneath.
The flagship has been lapped by its own budget line.
Twice now. Hours earlier, OpenAI and Cerebras previewed GPT 5.6 Sol ultrafast. Same model, same weights, same intelligence. Up to 750 output tokens per second, 14 times standard mode. The mechanism is Cerebras' wafer scale chip. 44 gigabytes of SRAM on a single wafer keeps the weights on chip, so you skip the memory bandwidth bottleneck that governs inference on GPUs. That humanity's last exam number from the top of the show is theirs. 11 hours, 11 minutes against Claude Fable 5's 78 hours.
Caveats.
The usual ones. Vendor reported, limited preview, small customer group, and no published pricing, which Hacker News read exactly the way you'd expect. If you have to ask.
And the third release.
DeepSeek raised prices. The company that has been the industry's price floor for 18 months. Effective August 16th, it moves to time zone tiering, off-peak and peak windows, with V4 Pro output landing between $1.98 and $3.96 per million, against 87 cents a week ago. Call it a 2 to 4 times increase.
Aaron, why is that one story instead of three?
Because on Thursday, Bloomberg reported that OpenAI and Anthropic are jointly pushing customers toward cost per task rather than cost per token. And that's the tell. In an unattended agent loop, a model that costs 3 times more per token but retries half as often and needs no human cleanup is the cheaper model. That's a defensible argument. It is also, conveniently, the argument the two most expensive vendors in the market need to make when DeepSeek is a fraction of their price. When the incumbents start telling you the number on the comparison chart is the wrong number, they're responding to something.
And the fact that DeepSeek chose this week to raise prices?
Suggests demand at the bottom of the market is now strong enough that the discount has done its job. But the claim I'd actually watch is the ultrafast one, and it's the most consequential and proven idea of the week. Several commenters made the argument that speed isn't a convenience feature, it's a quality feature. An agent that runs 20 iterations while a rival runs one produces better answers, because a lot of what looks like reasoning quality is really just iteration volume. If that holds, wafer scale inference is a capability advantage, not UX polish. And it's an advantage running on hardware NVIDIA doesn't make. Nobody has published a controlled result on it. Somebody should.
The week in AI. The open weight block closed ranks at both ends.
Monday, Meta released Muse Glimmer 30 billion parameters, multimodal, distilled from their Frontier teacher model, under a genuine Apache 2.0 license. Not the bespoke community license Llama shipped under. Quantized, it drops under 20 gigabytes, so the model, the cache, the vision encoder, and the speculative decoder all fit on a single 24 gig consumer card. 233 tokens a second on an RTX 5090. It leads its size class on agentic benchmarks and trails Quinn on coding ones. Day 1 support for Alma, Llama.cpp, MLX, VLLM.
And the Zuckerberg essay alongside it.
6,500 words, plus an FT interview attacking closed rivals. His argument, concentrating AI power in a few companies is itself the hazard. Restricting access to foreign open models won't work, so the goal should be making American open models the best available. He named DeepSeek and Moonshot as getting uncomfortably close to the frontier, and said Meta will open the weights of MuSpark 1.2, its most capable model. Our sister show AI in 15 covered this Tuesday and Wednesday, so I'll give you the counter-read instead, which was the top-voted comment. Is this, I'm losing, so I think we should change the rules? Meta launched MuSpark closed, sold an endpoint, and opened it when the market didn't come. The case for open weights is strong on its merits. That doesn't make Meta's version of it disinterested.
What's new for us is Thursday.
DeepSeek released DeepSeek Harness, MIT licensed, and this is the more strategic move. It's an agent runtime where, they're phrasing, everything is a plugin. Models, tools, skills, sessions, sandboxes, loops, orchestration, UI, all swappable. Technode framed it explicitly as aimed at Anthropic's Claude cowork. Here's why it matters. Every Western lab now co-trains its model against its own proprietary harness. Meta trained MuSpark with MuseCode. Anthropic trains against Claude Code. That's a quiet lock-in mechanism dressed as a product improvement. Open sourcing the scaffolding attacks exactly that. If the harness is free and swappable, the model underneath becomes a commodity you route to.
Researchers extracted the hidden reasoning traces out of OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google models, with two API calls.
The hidden chain of thought is the anti-distillation moat. It's why you see a tidy summary instead of the raw trace. Turns out none of the providers keep it server-side. They hand the client an encrypted reasoning block and have the client pass it back. Those blocks are interchangeable across sessions, across users, and, the fatal part, across models in the same family, because every model in a family shares the encryption key.
So the attack is?
Capture a block from the expensive model. Replay it into a cheap sibling. Jailbreak the sibling into transcribing what it sees. Willison reports the prompt was roughly transcribed the reasoning attached to this turn, verbatim. Haiku was the softest target. Then they decoded 315,000 reasoning blocks scraped from public GitHub repos and recovered 367 pieces of personal information and 182 credentials. People committed those blobs without realizing they were readable.
That's the practical warning for listeners.
Nobody thinks of an opaque encrypted string in a debug log as sensitive data. It contains credentials. There's a nastier second finding, though, because models treat their own thinking as trusted. Injection instructions planted inside a trace get followed with unusual compliance. That's a prompt injection vector aimed at the one part of the context window the model doesn't second guess. And a third, the traces confirm the summaries aren't faithful. On some problems, Opus states the answer before deriving it, and the summary presents a clean derivation. All providers were notified and the attacks no longer work.
Aaron, the timing here.
Same week Meta and DeepSeek argue that closed weights don't buy you much. Someone demonstrates the closed thoughts leak too.
Claude improved a 60-year-old bound on the Riemann hypothesis. AI and 15 led with this twice. So let's skip the recap and go to the part they didn't cover.
Briefly for context, the proven fraction of zeta zeros on the critical line went from 41.6% to 67.2. Largest single jump in the problem's history. Not a solution to Riemann, and Anthropic says so. Two Claude code sessions, 31 million output tokens, about 650 failed ideas in phase one, then 60 subagents over a day and a half, two developing the key ideas, 30 failing to find new angles, 13 validating. The human in the loop isn't a mathematician. Anthropic says his contribution was mostly limited to sending messages of encouragement. Key steps formalized in lean and published so you can machine check it rather than trust a press release.
And the pairing.
Timothy Gowers, Fields medalist, posted the same week on what sort of maths LLMs are good at, and it reads almost as direct commentary. His argument. They're strong where vast recall plus speed lets them explore paths a human would dismiss as unpromising, which is precisely what 650 failures followed by 60 parallel agents looks like. What they lack is the nose for progress that prunes early. And he gave a falsifiable marker for when that changes, LLMs proving theorems by methods that are new and surprising, but in hindsight beautiful and natural. That's a better test than any benchmark.
Claude Code stopped asking permission. As of today,
Auto Mode is now default on Pro, Max, and Team. Claude proceeds unless a classifier judges an action irreversible, destructive, or aimed outside your environment. 3 blocks in a row or 20 in a session drops it back to manual. And the justification is a direct attack on human-in-the-loop orthodoxy. In a study of 1,000 testers, humans clicking through prompts caught 13.6% of dangerous commands. The classifier caught 89%. Users approve 97% of what they're shown. Manual sessions had unintended harm 2.6 times more often than auto sessions.
So the dialogue box was theater.
Anyone who's clicked through 50 approvals in an hour knows the underlying observation is true. But hold two things. Every number in that argument is Anthropic's, measuring Anthropic's product, supporting a change Anthropic wanted to make. And the fix replaces human judgment with a classifier built by the same vendor whose agent you're supervising. To be precise, because listeners will conflate them, this is not skip permissions. There's a Rail gate.
Related, and this is the actionable item of the week. Somebody is mass scanning the web pretending to be ClaudeBot.
Scanners spoofing the user agent strings of ClaudeBot, GPTBot, PerplexityBot. The scanning isn't news, the target list is not WordPress login pages. They're requesting .claude.json, Claude settings files, AWS credentials, .env, .env backup, Terraform configs, NPM credentials. That list is a map of new developer habits, assembled by people who read changelogs.
The fix?
5 minutes. User agent is not identity. Verify AI crawlers by reverse DNS or the provider's published IP ranges, which every crawler worth allowing publishes. One operator noted that blocking most VPS provider networks makes the majority of fake bot traffic simply vanish. And bundle this with OpenAI's GPT 5.6 Cyber on Monday. The cyber model completes 95% of sensitive security requests versus 1.5% for the standard model, which quietly tells you how much of a frontier model's refusal behavior is a policy layer rather than a capability limit.
The money. NVIDIA turned GPUs into an asset class.
Memorandums with Apollo, BlackRock, Blackstone, Brookfield, Goldman, and KKR to mobilize over $500 billion of third-party capital into AI compute. Read the structure, not the number. Outside money routes into independent platforms that build data centers on NVIDIA hardware, so none of it touches NVIDIA's balance sheet. Huang's pitch is that his chips are an investable asset, collateralized like fiber or toll roads. It's aspirational capital over time, not a committed pool.
The obvious problem?
Collateral requires a view on useful life, and nobody has a track record. A data center lasts 30 years. A GPU generation lasts maybe 3. Financing the build-out off your own balance sheet is smart corporate finance. It also spreads the risk into pension and insurance portfolios. And the same week, Tom's Hardware reported NVIDIA testing lower memory Rubin configs as the memory shortage bites. Capital may not be the binding constraint. The supply chain might be.
Anthropic's IPO.
Meeting investors ahead of a September or early October debut. Confidential S-1 filed June 1st. The concerns it's reportedly being asked about are a decent map of the bear case. Cheaper Chinese systems, Washington tensions, infrastructure cost, local opposition to data centers. The valuation and revenue figures circulating are from fundraising decks and aggregator sites, not from a filing, don't repeat them. The reason this matters is precisely that nobody knows. An IPO forces the first audited look at frontier lab economics anyone outside a cap table has ever had.
Two quick ones. Gemini crossed 1 billion monthly users.
Fastest growing product in Google's 28-year history. But the number I'd hold on to is that 63% of users interact by voice. Mainstream usage looks nothing like the text and code pattern that dominates developer discourse. Google conspicuously declined to say how many pay for anything.
And DeepMind open-sourced cyclone forecasting.
WeatherNext cyclones track intensity and wind structure in one model, roughly a full extra day of accuracy, 15-day forecast in under a minute on a single TPU weights released. It called Hurricane Melissa's rapid intensification and Jamaica landfall operationally last season. Top comment on Hacker News: everything in AI is focused on LLMs lately, and problem-specific models like this are more interesting. Hard to argue in a week otherwise full of credentials and capital.
Aaron, the big picture.
The moat moved. Every layer that was supposed to be defensible got commoditized or leaked this week. Weights, Meta went Apache, DeepSeek is MIT. Harness, DeepSeek open sourced it. Hidden reasoning extracted with two API calls. What's left as a differentiator is distribution, inference economics, and the trust apparatus around gated capability. Notice that none of those are model research.
And the unit of competition.
Changed from intelligence to cost per finished task. And now the vendors say so out loud. That's what commoditizing markets always do. They start arguing about the denominator. It's also the frame that makes Gemini Flash, UltraFast, and DeepSeek's price rise one story instead of three.
The thing that worries you?
Autonomy is being switched on faster than the plumbing is being secured. Claude Code goes auto by default today. The reasoning trace paper landed Tuesday. The credential hunting scans landed Wednesday. I wouldn't overtie those, separate causes, separate people. But they point the same direction, and the honest open question is whether classifier-gated autonomy is a real control or a liability structure.
What are you watching next week?
Whether Google ships Gemini 3.5 Pro. The flagship has now been lapped twice by its own flash line, which is a strange thing to let happen in public. Runner-up, Anthropic's S1 going public. If the fall listing is real, that filing could drop within weeks, and it would be the first audited look at Frontier Lab economics anyone has ever had.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.